And we're back once again. Bill Ogden on KLAY, 1180 AM. And happy to have you along. Mike stepped out. He's got an appointment in Seattle, so he wants to get on the way. Hoping that you're having a great day. It's 10 minutes in front of in 10 o'clock. We call this Franco Fridays. And the reason we call it that, by the way, is because Big Bang Theory was already taken. So it's my pleasure to step up to the, I get the big microphone. Folks, usually we have, I'm going to have John take a picture. We have two microphones here in the palatial KLAY studios, and one of them is one of those big mics that you see the big guys on the sports talk shows. And Sean Hannity, if you watched him or you went to the website of Rush Limbaugh, they've got these big expensive mics. We've got one of those. Guess who gets that during the regular show? Big Mike Franco, and then I get this little one that I think either Mike picked up at a garage sale or when Radio Shack went out of business a couple of years, he picked it up. So anyway, I'm on the big mic. I'm happy to be here, and we're happy that you're listening. Incidentally, you can contact us. Stay with us on Twitter at KLAY 1180 AM. That's the hashtag. Facebook, we're on there too as well. Our website is clay1180.com. And you can listen online, by the way. That's another way you can do that all over the country and around the world. So if you're listening from some exotic place, good morning to you, and thank you for listening. Thanksgiving, we were talking about it in the earlier segment. Have you done the Butterball call-in line? If the Butterball hotline is 1-800-Butterball, and all your questions can be answered. And they've been talking about this a whole lot on television throughout the week. You get all your questions answered. I wonder when they call on the Butterball line. I've never done it. So, but when they call, do they have to confirm that you've got a Butterball turkey? You know, hello, is this the Butterball hotline? Oh, well, yes, it is. How can we help you? And can you confirm? Will you look on the back of your turkey and recite your serial number? I don't think they do that. Anyway, what I wanted to tell you is that they not only have the hotline, which is 1-800-Butterball, which they've had for years, but this year you can actually text them. You can text them at 844-877-3456, 844-877-3456. If you want to text your questions, they will respond. If you're looking for the cheapest turkey so far, my friend Jim, who is what's good about Jim is, number one, he grew up on a turkey farm. His dad was a turkey farmer back in Valier, Montana, so he knows all about turkeys. And the other thing that's good about Jim is that he never pays more, not a penny more than he has to for anything. And he tells me that the best price on turkey that he's found, in fact, he's already bought his, is at Wally World at Walmart, 89 cents per pound. That's the cheapest price. At the bigger stores, $1.89 to $2, he says. So that's according to my friend Jim. And so we've got you covered on that situation. We're heading into the Christmas season, and no doubt you saw this. Nike's going to sell self-lacing tennis shoes for, are you ready for this? Are you sitting down if you haven't heard? $720 for the self-lacing Nike tennis shoes. They look just like the other ones, except you push a button and they will tighten over your foot, and they go on sale December the 1st. Now, I say this. Number one, there isn't a foot item, you know, a shoe, a fashion item alive that I, or around, that I would pay $720 or that I could afford to. The other thing is, at $720, I think if you wait 6 months, you'll be able to buy it at Big Five for $39.95. You know what I mean? Just a few of those kinds of things. Duck Dynasty. Did you see this? Duck Dynasty is going to end this season. They've been on. I could not believe this. They have been on for 12 years, and at one time they were the most popular cable show, and maybe one of the most popular shows on all of television. And you know, it's about this family lives in the South, and they've made their fortune making a high price duck call. They've got crazy relatives. What, Uncle Cy? He's a little off-center and so on. It's been a fun show to watch. Anyway, they're all done, and they're going to do this final season, and they're going to call it quits. Jimmy Kimmel had a funny line. He said maybe they're quitting because they've heard that one of their members was being considered for the Supreme Court. I don't know. But anyway, that was Jimmy Kimmel. I didn't come up with that line. If I had have come up with that line, I wouldn't have been sitting here doing Mike Franco's show on Friday here. So that's Duck Dynasty is done. So we often cover the special days of the week, or and today is National Vichyssoise. Am I saying that right? Vichyssoise Day. It's cold soup day. That's loved by many, and made thick with puree, leeks, and onions, potatoes, cream, and chicken stock. Vichyssoise, and I hope I'm saying that, traditionally served cold. Sometimes it can be eaten hot. And the other thing that we're celebrating today is Mickey Mouse birthday, November the 18th. Remember that? M-I-C, see you real soon. K-E-Y. Why? Because we like, well, anyway, from the Mickey Mouse Club. There we go. So that those are 2 days that two things we should be celebrating. The hot box office stuff, ladies and gentlemen, continues to be Doctor Strange, Trolls, Arrival, Almost Christmas, Christmas that is, and Hacksaw Ridge. Those are the top five, and there's some new ones coming out, and we're going to talk a little bit about that before we get done. On KLAY, it's 1180. This is the Mike Franco Show. Bill Ogden sitting in trying to hold down the reins here for a few minutes. And some of the things that are going on around our neighborhood and around the area. We've got a shot from artists who live here. This from the News Tribune. And discover the talents of local artisans or artisans in the Tacoma is for Lovers and King's Books Artist Craft Fair. It's this weekend. It's a two-day event designed to promote local artists, and it will feature different local artists each day showing artworks and crafts and jewelry. It's from 11 till 4, Saturday and Sunday at King's Books, and they've been around forever, and they are located at 218 St. Helens Avenue in Tacoma, and admission is free. We've got a sewing and crafting extravaganza that's going on this weekend, the Quilt Craft and Sewing Festival. Time to check out everything to do with sewing and quilting, crafts and fabrics. This one's got a little fee with it. It's Saturday from 10 till 4 p.m. It's also on Sunday. Fridays are 10 till 5, 9 till 5 on Saturday, and 10 till 4 on Sunday. Tickets are $10. You can go to quiltscraftsew.com for more information. Christmas at the historic Orr House. That's Orr, O-R-R, home, Orr home, that is. Let heaven and nature sing this weekend. Discover Christmas as it would have been celebrated in the 1880s through the 1910s. And the historic home rooms will be decorated. Local musicians are going to perform there, local artisans, and they're going to demonstrate their works and their crafts, and the hours there are 10 till 4 p.m. Saturday and noon to 4 on Sunday at the Orr Home. It's 1811 Rainier Street. It's in Steilacoom. This is a historic spot, and again, there is an admission fee. It's $10 free for children younger than 14, and you can get more information at 253-584-4133. So that's some of the... Just a myriad of different things that are going on around the area, especially now, and pretty soon the big light show that goes on out at Spanaway Park, that's going to be opening up here. Zoo Lights, Point Defiance Park is going to be happening, and all kinds of things. Take in the music of Tacoma Community College Orchestra. With featured soloist Cindy Renander. She is a clarinetist at 7:30, and that's going to be happening today. Tonight, the program will include all kinds of classical music from Beethoven and so forth, and they will explore the light and the dark of that music. It's a free concert. It's at Tacoma Community College. It's in Building 2, and it is right there on, well, you know where that is, 12th and Mildred. That's TCC. Something that's going on that I saw in the paper and I wanted to share with you. We've got just a minute or two left, and people are hiding painted rocks around the area, spreading smiles and whimsy, they say, meticulously decorated rocks popping up around Tacoma. You have to look for them, and all kinds of spots, nooks and nooks of trees and on benches in city parks tucked along, of course, the Ruston waterfront. But there are in other spots as well. And if you flip them over, the cool thing about it is that you're going to find a clue about their origins. And you can find out a lot more by going to Facebook and going to look for Tacoma Rocks. You'll find out all kinds of stuff about that. I thought that was a very cool thing. So we're getting very close to the end of the show. I want to take time to wish you the very best on your Thanksgiving holiday. Drive very carefully. Be prepared. Don't get crazy on Black Friday. For a lot of people, you get nuts and you spend too much money. Don't do that. Bill Ogden for Frank Franco, and that would be Mike Franco, our good friend. He's on vacation, will not be here next week. You will be here in 2 weeks. Please join us. But stay with us throughout the day, and thank you for listening to KLAY 1180 AM.